The Australian economy is heading towards a recession. This is often reflected in new car sales. Buoyant sales mean a thriving economy. However, sales for June 2022 are down by 9.7% at the same time last year. Is this a true indication of the situation? Well, the answer is yes and no. The impact of COVID on supply chains continues. Globally, the automotive industry faces shipping issues, which hinders delivery and the ongoing microprocessor unit shortages. But demand remains strong and many manufacturers have a healthy order book. Wait times for some cars now extends beyond 12 months. Manufacturers simply cannot get enough cars to sell. The trend for SUVs continues with some 53% of all new car sales. Further 24% are light commercial vehicles and passenger cars are well and truly lagging. Out of the top 10 selling vehicles, 4 were utes, with Hilux taking the top spot, 4 were SUVs and the remaining 2 were passenger cars. Toyota retains the top spot with more than twice as many sales as number 2 Mazda. Mitsubishi, Kia and Hyundai make up the top 5, with Ford, MG, Isuzu Ute, Subaru and Nissan the top 10. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Right now's a great time to check out anyauto.com.au. There's fresh details on the 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500, a video review of the 2.3-litre Ford Mustang convertible. The guys put the new Subaru WRX through its paces, read about the top 10 fastest electric sports cars on the market, and something a little more for the family, a review of the Toyota Kluger GX Hybrid. All that, so much more, right now, anyauto.com.au.